Welcome to A New American Town, a podcast proudly presented by Visit Bentonville. I'm your host, Jacqueline House, broadcasting from Hexton Road Studios near the downtown Bentonville Square. Join us as we share captivating stories and updates from our city, connecting you with the locals that make this town worth visiting. Now, today's episode is very special. I'm super excited to welcome Walter. Walter Harris is here. Thank you so much for joining us today. You're the CEO and president at Heartland Whole Health Institute, which was founded in 2019, so just a few years ago. Tell us about the overall health transformation, the vision, and then specifically the Institute's mission and what that looks like right now.
Well, first, Jacqueline, thank you for having me. Appreciate it. The Institute was founded by Alice Walton, with a vision of partnering with Northwest Arkansas Council, health systems, elected officials, community-based clinics, and members of the community to reduce healthcare cost, to increase what we consider quality measures and outcomes for the region, and to increase access. And we're doing those things to really bring volume-based care out of the way and bring value-based care into the middle. And the way the Institute plans to institute to actually execute these areas would be through a value-based care model, through a virtual care setting, and through specialty care. And so the way we look at those is value-based takes a volume-based approach out of the way, as I said earlier, but it places patients in the right places for the right reasons. For example, if you're managing chronic conditions, you may not need to go through the ER, right? We want to have a process to where we have a concierge type of service, where we bring a patient in. And by the way, chronic conditions are something that can be managed and even cured if managed properly on a regular basis. So that's the value-based approach. The virtual care piece is based on how can we get to those who need help, who can't get to us. And so the virtual care model helps with that. We have the modalities of reaching folks out in the deserts within Arkansas that brings us to a way to have conference calls with patients, that virtual care piece around how do we work people through their own personal issues. Mental health is another way to have virtual care being taken care of. So that virtual care model really does allow us to get the people who don't normally can't get to us. And then specialty care, you know, we have $1.2 billion of outmigration in Arkansas a year. And just to look at specialty care in a way that allows us to begin to attack that out-migration, what we consider lowers the cost curve. Again, all three of these things, value-based care, virtual care, specialty care, all play together. And so let's give an example of a patient who has a high temperature. And so you send them to the ER. Well, maybe the ER wasn't the right place to go. But if you had a virtual care team on duty 24/7, they could call into, they can walk them through their symptoms, probably have them self-diagnose in ways that gets them to a calm, steady stage before sending them to ER or sending them to some specialist that may not really need to render those type of services. So all three areas play together. That's kind of how the Institute will focus itself. We will be a partner, and we play various roles. We'll be a partner, an enabler, and an educator. And all those things, we could play one role or all three roles at any given time. So that's kind of the vision and mission of the Institute based on how Alice Walton kind of brought it all together.
Sure. And that sounds very revolutionary here for us in Northwest Arkansas. So it's nice that you're just, you know, kind of at the foundation of this happening. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about how the Heartland Whole Health Institute and the Alice L. Walton School of Medicine, how are they connected and working together?
Yeah, well, they may be two physically different buildings. Our model and motto of bridging the gap to better health care together is really pointing to the school and institute playing well together. And the third piece of this model is the delivery systems. We want them to play well with us as well. So when the school creates a new type of doctor, the institute wants to be able to go out and talk about what that means. Working with the delivery systems to create new models of care. And the new model of care won't necessarily be coming to a brick and mortar all the time. It goes back to the virtual care piece, right? You have technology that's going to lead the way going forward. As you probably heard in many places where you've talked about healthcare, AI, augmented intelligence, is one way to help doctors and nurses do their jobs, okay. Right? And so these two organizations play well together. We're bridging the gaps to better healthcare together, but the school is teaching better new doctors. The Institute is actually fully outward-facing, engaging with the community. We're educating folks. We're actually bringing folks together to talk about how we fix things. And so their roles are critically important. As you make doctors, They have to go out to the community, and we want that to be a consistent thing that happens between the school and the institute.
Okay. Okay. So hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, I know a lot of people, I know myself, I have seen renderings of the two facilities that are under construction mm-hmm. right now. Tell us a little bit about those buildings, and then when are they expected to be open?
Well, you have to step back and think about the vision Alice had with Crystal Bridges and even the airport that was created here. She has that exact same vision for how the school. So you would think that you would build a school of medicine in an institute in a way that sits off by itself. No, she went one step further. They'll all be on the same campus.
Yes.
And we do believe there's a strong connection between art and healing and wellness. And so to have all three play together on a single campus is amazing. Not only will you see the great Crystal Bridges, you'll see students who are being taught and trained walking the campus, making some vibrancy happen. You'll see the Institute bringing folks from around the country into Bentonville to talk about health-related issues on a regular basis. So you'll see a very vibrant campus. The School of Medicine comes online next spring.
Okay.
Pending accreditation, we'd like to have our students start next fall. The Institute comes online. The construction is scheduled to be completed November of this year. That's right. And so there'll be every year for a while, you'll see some new things happening in this community. The school institute next year, or this year, the school next year, and pending accreditation, students will start to flow through the school. And then a few years beyond that, you're going to start to see some delivery models being put together with a new system around HealthPlex, which is going to have virtual care. It will have mental health and behavior services. It'll have potentially cancer, potentially have neuro in it. And so this is a big model. Now, are we trying to do this alone? Absolutely not. It requires everyone in this region to come together to make healthcare better. We are 48 out of 50 as it relates to outcomes. And we go 50 out of 50 when it comes to mother baby. Those two things are important. And so having the community come together with us, elected officials, the Northwest Arkansas Council, Mercy Health System, Washington Regional, name just a few of what it takes to really make this happen. So we can't do it alone. It requires an entire village.
Yeah, and I like the idea where you said it's a wellness campus mm-hmm. with the museum being there and those amazing trails right around. Mm-hmm. To your point, because tying together art and wellness, there is something there. I don't have a medical background, but I myself do feel that, you know, I'm a strong believer of let me just get outside and feel the sun or just look at the beauty around us. So mm-hmm. the fact that the Institute, the School of Medicine, and the museum all on one campus mm-hmm. is absolutely amazing. And again, revolutionary here for us here in Northwest Arkansas.
Yeah. Yes.
For us here that are local to NWA, what will we be able to experience through the Institute and through the school?
Well, that's a great question. And I would say, don't leave out Crystal Bridges and our bridges. Virtually, you should be able to experience, if you come into the School of Medicine, you should be able to experience something with Crystal Bridges. If you come into Crystal Bridges, you should be able to experience something with our bridges. If you come into our bridges, you should be able to experience something with the Institute. So we want that virtual connection to be where you can't tell you one place from another. But the buildings, the physical buildings, of course, you'll know you're in different places. But the campus atmosphere itself is driven by exactly what you talked about earlier. We believe there's a strong connection between nature and health. I mean, have you ever personally taken yourself and said, let me take a few deep breaths, go out and face the sun, and notice that your blood pressure is going down,
yes.
your heart rate is going down. There's a strong connection with nature and health. And so Alice's whole vision around how they make this a very nature-driven and oriented campus is amazing to me. It is really geared to have doctors, for example. Not only will they examine patients better, but they're going to do self-examinations. The curriculum is set to where their wholeness around health and wellness as they go through medical school is important to them. The other thing we're talking about with doctors is we want them to be more centered around how a healthcare system operates, not just the science pieces of it, but the business pieces of it. I mean, what if doctors had a return on investment calculator that said that every single time I send someone to the ER, it costs this much and wasted this much time of a patient's vital life? What if we gave them that so they could know in advance? You know, I won't send them to the ER. Maybe they need to have the care and conversations of a primary care doctor walk them through how to exercise better, how to eat better. You know, and healthcare and wellness goes beyond healthcare. There's housing, right? There's financial literacy, which is very important. Understanding to maybe reach your explanation of benefits is really important. And so the Institute plays that role in educating. But the School of Medicine plays a role in getting doctors educated in these same spaces. So there's a continuity of training and teaching there.
Okay. Okay. I see. But also too, there is a way to get people active as well. You know, we talk about going outside and, you know, breathing that fresh air, but also a way to get people moving and active, walking around, maybe even getting on a bike to get them active. So love the intentional activation when it comes to thinking about where the institute and the school is going to be placed. Mm-hmm. On a more personal note, you relocated here to Bentonville, and you've been here for, what, about 2 years?
2 years.
What has been your professional journey? What's that been like? How did you end up at the institute?
Well, one of the reasons that I came here was I was led by my passion for healthcare. You know, I personal story, which my mother gave birth to me when she was 41, and back then they said she should probably terminate her pregnancy, and she said that's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. And so the doctors and other caregivers said, you know, he's probably going to be a Down syndrome child, won't be able to come out of middle school. But yet here I sit before you, college graduate, has managed billions of dollars worth of assets and whole nine yards, right?
Sure.
It starts right there. And so my passion with this starts right there. I have an attitude towards healthcare in a good way, right? But you can't change a game unless you get into the game. So but the personal story is when we were asked to come to Arkansas, I said to my wife, there is no way we're going to move there. I flew in and I saw some of the most beautiful foliage I've ever seen in my life here. I fly drones as a personal habit, as a private
really?
Habit.
Really?
And when you fly drones in Arkansas this time of year or fall time of year, you get some, only get God-given shots from that. So that's one thing that drove me here. But the warmth of the people is the number one driver. You think you come into a town that's going to be a little bit different based on what is characterized to be the South, and you come into something that's totally different. Warm, friendly, open, and my chore here as a healthcare leader has been pretty easy considering what my background has been, right? But here, people come together, work well together. They want healthcare to be better. They want us to help them figure out what that is. And so coming here was easy for me. I called my wife and said, you know, you got to come here. She came in and she was like, wow, I don't like it. I love it here. And so we've been here 2 years and 3 months and have nothing but a great time. No place is perfect, but we feel that this is the right place for us.
Sure. So it's safe to say that you've settled in very well.
We settled in.
Okay, good. Any favorite discoveries in the region?
Yeah, I go back to the drone piece where most people don't know I'm a pilot, but I only fly a little small plastic drone. But those drones, when you are elevated to a height where you can see things that can't be seen from the ground, you take pictures that a human eye just cannot even conceive. And so this place is amazingly beautiful. Going to Beaver Lake, where I fly the drone over the water, and you see how all these things come together. Driving up to Eureka Springs, where you see this really sleepy town that's really vibrant. Even in the wintertime, it's pretty vibrant. So it's a hidden gem, is what I call Northwest Arkansas. But I call the state of Arkansas an opportunity because my dad was born in Helen, Arkansas.
Okay.
And back then, Helen, Arkansas was really probably not even a quarter of what it is right now. So I'm motivated for many reasons to come here to do this work. But more importantly, I have a passion for healthcare, unlike no other, in that had my mother made a different decision, I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you right now. So I am punished with doing something good.
Also, mother knows best. Just putting that out there.
She certainly did know best. That's for sure.
Well, the podcast is presented by Visit Bentonville, so we always like to ask people, if you're hosting people in town, what are your top three must-dos?
You must go to Crystal Bridges. It's not because Alice made it. It's an amazing museum. When you walk through it, you see the history of our country walking through a single set of buildings on that campus. It's an amazing place to see. You must go to the farmer's market downtown.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. And believe it or not, there are a ton of restaurant options right here in this place. And so here's how you explore Bentonville.
Okay.
You get out and see what's in it, right? It's not the end all to be all for everything you want to do, but if you want to come and live a great, easy life that has really a lot of warmth to it with beautiful nature scenes and people who are actually very warm, you come here. But the farmer's market, Eureka Springs, Crystal Bridges, we do a lot of restaurants hopping around here. And there's just a lot of good driving around the highways to see how beautiful the state really is. Mm-hmm. I see why it's called the natural state.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite restaurant in Bentonville?
Yeah. We actually find ourselves at several places. And I'm not going to call out one restaurant, but I'll just say there are great burger places here.
Yes.
There are great places that serve a variety of really good foods here, both in town and out of town. And so I was going to give you a name, but I thought, no, I won't give myself in trouble. I'll just say you that most of the I tell you what, I haven't had a bad meal in any restaurant that I've been here for. So it's really surprising how well the options and offerings are for cuisine. But, you know, it also is a great place for kids. It is a wonderful place for kids. And so my favorite restaurant, I won't give you that, but I'll tell you, I've never had a bad meal there or any other place yet.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah, that is fair. Let's talk about long term for the Institute and the medical school. What will be the impact of the health initiatives in the Heartland and beyond?
Yeah, that's a fantastic question. Given that I said earlier, we're 48 out of 50 for quality outcomes. We're 50 out of 50 for mother baby. 10 years from now, we need to be a destination of choice for healthcare. And by doing some of the things we're doing, working with the community, the plan is to prove all these things can happen right here in Northwest Arkansas and the state of Arkansas. Mm-hmm. Because remember, like the virtual center, it's not just for Northwest Arkansas. We want to be able to have the state access it. And so we want to say that 10 years from now, this is the destination of choice for healthcare, that we would have attacked out-migration, that we have folks who live in the healthcare deserts have a way to get to healthcare through various modalities, and that the doctors we turn out will begin to change how healthcare is delivered, and we ultimately bend the cost curve. We are a country that spends the most on healthcare, but has the least desired outcomes, which tells me there's opportunity there, and that we cannot continue to have it go this way. So we need to find ourselves 10 years from now being more value-based focused than volume-based focused.
Walter, thank you so much for joining us today on the podcast. If you see Walter out and about either at Crystal Bridges or one of the restaurants locally, or even if you're in Eureka Springs, please say hello. He is very passionate about healthcare, and it is fantastic just to be able to have you here in Northwest Arkansas as we are really, really building that quality and next level healthcare here for people in our community. Don't forget, Visit Bentonville is here to help you navigate things to do, where to eat and stay, and of course, what's going on in the city. Give us a follow on social media and check out our website, visitbentonville.com. Thanks for listening.